This is Digital Dave. You're listening to EAA Radio. Joining me again is Tom Thatcher. Go ahead, Tom. Continue with your previous thought.
Okay, Dave, we were talking about economic reasons why public use airports have closed in the United States. And there's some plain old-fashioned just business reasons. And those business reasons include you have to generate the traffic and the base airport to keep the business healthy. You know, in the Field of Dreams, they wrote, you know, build it and they will come. Well, if you build an airport, we certainly hope that the traffic will be there. But every airport owner operator has to, you know, run a good business. And they have to market themselves, and they have to generate the traffic and the commercial interest in the airport for it to be used. They need to have good available customer services available so that at the end of the day, the total airport revenue, and that's fees and charges for management and sales of services and space and tie downs and everything else, pays all the bills. And if an airport isn't paying the bills, whether it's privately or publicly owned, it comes at risk. And universally, the answer for that is marketing and airport promotion. We have literally found people who live within a half mile of an airport who didn't know that there was an airport half mile away.
That's amazing.
Incredible, is that?
Not too many flight operations are going on, apparently.
Yeah, you hear things like, I wonder why the airplanes were so low around here.
Oh, wow. That's an informed public, huh?
You bet. Well, you know, it puts the burden on us to do, and this is everyone in general aviation, to market the hobby and the pastime that we enjoy and love so much. You know, related to marketing and airport promotion, is business planning. We did some polling of key parties, and 8 out of 10 persons responding said that the business planning in aviation today is not what it needs to be. And business planning is simply sitting down and writing a business plan that takes in, that identifies your market, who you're going to be selling to, at what price, strategies and plans for growth, and like, today, those things are important.
Yeah, Pops never certainly had to contend with any of those types of things.
Well, you know, Pops had a business plan, but it was in his head. And today, business being much more complicated than it's ever been, our business plans have to go down on pen and paper. They have to be scrutinized and criticized by others so that we can improve them. And you know, you mentioned Pops again, and this is an important topic here. It's related to generational shift, but it can apply to any airport anywhere. And that's the concept of business, business succession and continuity planning. And what we mean by that is that any airport from time to time will have a changeover of key personnel, and we've seen at many airports that there's one person, it might be Wally the airport manager, or you know, two or three members on the airport advisory board who seem to know everything about the airport. Now when those key folks leave, they take their knowledge with them.
Right, they don't pass it on.
And they need to pass it on. Everybody in aviation needs to be training and passing on information to the next person below them. So, you know, we not only have to look forward in our aviation careers and our aviation activities, we have to look back and see who's following us and make sure that they are as interested, motivated, educated, and well-informed about aviation as we are, or hopefully even better.
Right.
And that's key.
It's like apprenticeship.
You know, everyone in aviation is continuously learning. And the youngsters in aviation, young guys and gals, and sometimes a youngster in aviation can be somebody well on in years who's starting, everyone serves an apprenticeship. It really is true, and we have to be mentors to everyone else in aviation around us. And that's an important part of keeping aviation strong and our airport strong. In our communities, community and environmental issues are very, very important. And, you know, Dave, sometimes it can seem unfair to the airport, but we have many circumstances, just like you described before, where we have an airport that's been a part of the community for 50 or more years, a housing development goes up, new people move in, they complain about the airport.
Right.
It just isn't fair. But the reality is that we have to live with that, and we have to deal with it. And we have to put it out of our heads that this situation isn't fair, but we do have to put into our heads is how do we make the best of the circumstances that we find ourselves in today, and how can we make them better in the future? And an absolutely vital thing for every airport is community education and outreach.
Okay.
We found again and again that if an airport isn't involved in educating and reaching out to their neighbors and involving them and getting the town fathers informed and involved, airports are at risk.
Well, there's a gorgeous little grass strip I can think of where I was flying that's owned by a local farmer, and he doesn't do any of those types of things. Interestingly enough, they built a housing development alongside the airport, and then a power company was going to string a high power cable across one end, which would have closed them.
Mm-hmm.
And the residents actually put up a fight and said, no, we want the airport open. That's why we moved here. We like to watch the airplanes.
That's wonderful.
So they actually buried the cable, so the airport is still open today.
That is wonderful.
It's unusual, isn't it?
Well, you know, it's everyone will tell you that houses and airports don't mix. Well, sometimes houses with neighbors who like the airport can mix very, very well. And that's where we want to take neighbors who may not like aviation or may not understand it and get them to understand it and like it. And if we're particularly successful, maybe we can make them general aviation active persons too.
Oh, that would be something. You know, it's funny that there's so much aviation all around us, it's hard to believe that there are people out there that don't understand it and how it works. And I can see where they wouldn't understand the economic impact of a small airport.
Mm-hmm.
But aviation is everywhere. If you look on the news, you look out the window, it's I find that hard to believe.
Well, it is astonishing, but there are some folks who, when they leave their house, go straight to their car and never go outside and look up at the sky. Say, I wonder what's happening around in my neighborhood, and see aircraft that may be nearby. You know, in terms of community education and outreach, an important byproduct of that is that promotes good land use planning and zoning by your municipality. You have to make sure that the governing body, the mayor, the council, the freeholders, whatever form of government you have, that they're, one, aware of the airport. Two, they should be invited out to the airport regularly. And three, they should be advised as to what's good and appropriate land use and zoning for an area around an airport. And you don't do this when they get the ordinance up for a vote. Oftentimes that's too late. You want to be talking to your mayor and council and neighbors years before it comes to a final conclusion with a newer or revised zoning ordinance.
So you're saying it's absolutely crucial to build a strong bond with the local government.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm sure that's a mistake that many people have made too.
Well, it's an oversight that we make. You know, we're all human, and I've seen it. I've been at the airport where the phone rings and you see the airport manager pick up the phone, and it's obvious he's being screamed at by somebody who may have, you know, a low flight overhead or the like. We have to treat all the people that we deal with, even when they're unreasonable or emotional, respectfully, so that when they're a little less emotional, we can have a good dialogue with them. Because I believe, and I truly believe this, 90% of the time or better, we can find reasonable solutions and accommodations for the things we do on the airport and how they affect people around the airport. But we can't achieve that if we have the wrong frame of mind, or if we put our neighbors in the wrong frame of mind.
Right.
That's realistically, that's a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
But we have to do it. Another thing, it's related to this, but today we're living in a different world than we were just a few years ago, in that communities expect all members of their community to have a degree of environmental sensitivity and stewardship.
That's...
And I think it's important, especially when it comes to noise.
Oh, yes.
That airports be perceived by their neighbors as being responsive and interested in trying to manage their noise issues. Are we going to eliminate airport noise? Absolutely not. Are aircraft going to fly over neighbors for years to come? Absolutely. Can we eliminate noise? Can't happen. But we can manage it, and we can respectfully deal with our neighbors so that we don't take potentially adversarial situations and inflame them into full-blown adversarial situations.
Although some of the older people's social styles might go that route.
Yeah, it's none of this is easy because, and here's the hard part, the burden is largely upon us in the aviation community to make this work. We have to do the heavy lifting in this relationship with our neighbors. And rarely will people truly meet us halfway. We have to go halfway and beyond. But it's necessary if we're going to preserve our airports and preserve our freedoms of flight. You know,
yep.
One thing is very important, and every person who flies in America must realize this. General aviation has its greatest freedoms in the United States. And if general aviation fails in the United States, it'll fail globally. So we are the shining example. We are that shining city on the hill. And we have to make it work.
All right. I want you to hold that thought. We're going to take another break, and then we'll be right back. This is Digital Dave on EAA Radio.